What these thousands of people of Bulawayo were saying is that we now have information, we've been given information by civil society organizations. We now know that the Council of Bulawayo has come up with a policy that will injure us, that will hurt us. And they are saying no to that program, no to that water management, no to privatization of water. So they marched in their numbers. Elderly people, we had elderly people, we had young people, we had disabled people, we had all people from all walks of life meeting there at Stanley Square and spending the whole afternoon saying out loud that they don't want prepaid water meters in Bulawayo.
What impact do you think you are making?
We are definitely sure that we have done our part and we will continue to do our part. Our part is to organize people. Our part is to give people the truth, to tell people the truth. And the people of Bulawayo have said that they will stand against any attempt to subvert their will, any attempt to ignore their voices in policy making. So they've said that they are the ones who are going to stop their council that they elected. They are people that they pay via rates and other payments that they make, who have made this policy without them. So we are organizing people and we will not rest to do our job. And the people in Bulawayo have said they will not rest until the council climbs down and resigns its policy.